This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Jags, the leader in high-performance car parts. Get $10 off, $150 or more with code MMAJAGS.
Tech for Less. Save 5% off with code MMADEAL.
Menlo Club. Get clothing based on your style preferences in the season. Sent to you every month. Get 50% off your first 2 months with code MMA2.
CBDFX. The highest quality full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Get 15% off with code MMACBD15.
Defense Soap. The ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 433.
433!
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by our fans, for our fans, walking live between serious. Pew! And ridiculous.
Whoa.
I'm shooting again. Easy. I didn't even have my full gun out. Eek!
Easy.
What's going on, Nacho Libre?
You're kind of aggressive this evening.
Very aggressive. Kill shot.
Apparently, Matt does not like current hits.
I don't know what the fuck gibberish you're trying to play over here. Going, oh, this is awesome. I just got 10% more gay than I already was. I was at 80%.
Now you're 90.
Now 90.
I'm totally 110, so whatever.
I can feel it. Thanks.
I've crossed the line.
Thanks.
You know?
I needed that in my life.
Gayness? Nothing wrong with a little gayness.
Anus.
We all have them, Matt. Let me just say.
Everybody poops.
Not everybody. I've been told.
Ooh. Philosophy bags?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's get off this train.
Jump on it's like how you always start the show. You always want to go down some fucking weird rabbit hole. And I'm talking about.
Do you want to know the funny part? I'm actually holding back. You don't even want to know what's going on in my brain.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 6. You got to like how they promote the fight. First off, Artem Lobov, he dies. Perfect, right? Yeah. That's how we should be advertising fights. Fucking, like, what is that, Rocky IV?
Yeah. Yes. I will break you.
Fuck yeah. So, I thought they were going to wear these retardo gloves, like this shit with the knuckles cut out, but apparently they weren't, and it was just, their hands were wrapped a little bit more than usual.
Uh-huh.
So, it almost looked like they were wearing casts on their hands, which was weird.
Interesting.
So,
did it prevent breaking of hand?
No, it never does. So we started with the main event was Artem Lobov versus Pauly Malignaggi. And there was all this drama before we get to the fight. So Pauly's crew is questioning Lobov's crew, going, hey man, we don't like the way you're wrapping your wrists. So they got to inspect his hands. And then in return, Lobov's crew is like, hey man, your wrist wraps smell kind of funny.
Like plastery?
Something. Uh-huh. Or like laced with some kind of sleepy time, day rape drug. Like, what do they call that?
Why do I feel so tired?
Yeah, I'm so sleepy right now. Like,
what if he forgot and he's all like wiping his nose and then he passes out? That'd be weird.
So they finally got all that shit squared away. Then we get to the fight. And I'll say this. Pauly came to box. Artem came to fight.
Uh-huh.
Sonnen, he come too fast, too much, too fast. And then this chick, if we're talking about that.
Body to
thickness?
What?
To rubbing it on my body to taking it orally.
What?
To rubbing it on my body to taking it orally.
Interesting, Matt.
I feel like you can make a song with that.
She's rubbing it on her body instead of taking it orally?
Yes.
Okay.
Or she could take it orally.
Or both. Take it orally and then rub it on her body. Whatever we're talking about. We're talking about, obviously.
I don't know.
The same thing.
Fight. Bare knuckle fighting. Championships. So, fight comes. Seriously, Malignaggi is just trying to jab. Just trying to do a poor man's boxing job. And I don't know if it's because he's 38, but it looked like he had a problem fighting in a round, small ring versus the square ring, so he wasn't sure of the dynamics of how does that work. And I think he won the first couple of rounds, but after round two he said he broke his hand in round two. Shocking. Like, I think we said that, like, when we first talked about the fights, I said Malignaggi will break both his hands and then lose Lobov, And that's pretty much what happened, because in rounds 3, 4, 5, I think that's where Lobov won. And it was pretty much, it came down to one exchange where he got the single collar tie and then start ringing him up. And then Lobov was also like bull rushing him to like get close the distance and then push him into the ropes and then started hitting him. And then after a fight, Malignaggi's saying, you know, he only got hit once. Like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, you see his face.
It's messed up.
Like, here's one of the clear pictures from there. My goodness. But he's got like three solid cuts. Uh-huh. He's got two broken hands.
Yep, both
fucked up face. And then his look of shock, I think, is my favorite. After the fight, when he loses the decision.
Oh, yeah, he's like, what the hell?
What happened? I'm the boxer. I'm the one who talked all this shit. I'm the one who spit on your face. I'm the one who slapped you.
I want my ring.
I'm the one who lost. So then he says he's pretty much done with bare knuckle boxing.
Can't blame him. He broke both hands.
Yeah, but that's shocking. So
it's a stupid thing. I don't know. I'm still torn because these guys are just fucking themselves up.
I love it. I love it so much. I don't like all this wrist wraps because this is the amount of padding and wrapping they had is way more than the other five.
Yeah.
I like all the cuts. I like the damage.
Sadist, folks. Sadist.
I like all this.
He likes pain.
You don't like that?
I don't know. I if they weren't breaking their hands all the time, I would be okay with it because I think facial, you know, cuts are healable quickly. But the broken hands, I mean, that's how long can you fight if you keep breaking your hands?
Well, I think someone else was saying that too. Like, how is this guy going to wipe his ass with two broken hands? Like, the fuck are you supposed to do? Like, I got a little help. Like, you got to really love somebody to wipe their asshole. I mean, I love my wife, but I'm not wiping her ass if she's got two broken hands. I don't know. We're going to fucking hire someone out to do that. Maybe
something.
A woman, like a Polish nanny or something. Can you come over?
She gotta be
What's
Polish.
Your job? I don't know.
I feel
like she would probably do a good job. I don't know.
Wow.
Clean the house and then wipe my wife's ass.
Oh my
Is
lord.
Is that wrong?
I don't know, but it sounds
I don't
wrong.
Know. I feel like she'd be sexier being Polish. Like there's a language barrier.
I come to wipe ass and clean toilet.
Perfect. That's all you need to say. Do dishes. Maybe you bend over every once in a while.
Hopefully she does dishes first and then wipes ass after.
Yes.
Not in the other way around.
But you have to hire an ass wiper.
They have that.
I have wipes. You can.
Okay.
I do have dude wipes, too.
I think if your hands are broken, you can figure out a way to wipe your ass. Somehow.
Yeah, a stick. You need, like, one of those things for the shower, and you wipe the toilet paper around there, and somehow.
Scrub back there.
Or you probably got to go this way.
Or you got a bidet.
Go this way.
Ah, or you get a shower. Was it Eddie Bravo who says he takes a shower every time he takes a shit?
I don't know.
I think it was
That's
him.
Weird.
Yeah. So I think you get one of those detachable shower heads and you just put it under there and
okay.
Spray that shit.
But he looks like the kind of guy that doesn't wipe his ass anyway, so I don't think it's a problem.
Nah.
I
probably
could
doesn't do shit.
No. Chris Lieben lost also.
Yes, and
he got pieced up and Dead. You saw the picture, but
I did.
Man, I'll post that.
Huge cut.
That was
new tats too, I think, huh?
I don't know. He was pretty tatted up, so.
Looking solid.
You know who else fought on the card? This guy. Fucking Julian Lane, the Let Me Bang Bro guy.
Oh.
He was on the card. He actually won. I thought he was dead. Okay. So good for him. He's still alive. But it's a lot of guys. They come up. I'm like, wow, I thought that guy was dead. Or they're usually in jail for, like, bad things. Usually it's some kind of sexual assault. On a minor. And then
shows off the rails, man.
Moving right along. We had a UFC this weekend. Fucking Korean Zombie. First round TKO over Hanato Moicano.
Yes.
And the only other thing I want to mention, we had this woman fight, which possibly the worst nickname in MMA. Molly Meatball McCann. So I think she should be called Molly Meatball Sandwich with Cheese McCann. I don't get out much.
Okay.
But look at this meatball sandwich with cheese I made, by the way.
You made that?
That's gluten-free. It was fucking delicious. Off the charts.
Can you make those when we go on the
off
trip?
Off the hook.
That looks
I can.
That looks
You want that?
I would eat the shit.
We'll eat the lunch? We could bring those.
I would eat the shit out of that. Seriously.
Done.
After at like midnight.
I was a champion meatball sandwich with cheese maker, by the way.
Okay, great. What kind of cheese?
That is just straight up mozzarella.
Whoa.
But what you could do, we can get some like hot jardiniera and put that in there.
Okay. Okay. I like what you're selling.
Going off the chart. And then I only had pizza sauce, but I had to kick it up a notch, so I put garlic and fresh basil that I chopped up in the pan, heated that shit up, put it on, then you put it in broil, melt all that cheese after you have the meatballs that are already cooked. I cheated and I bought pre-made meatballs from Whole Foods, but they were gluten-free.
Okay.
So I heated up those temperature, dump them in with the sauce and cheese, well, they can go out peppers.
Fans want to make this. They can go out to the butcher box, woof, right, and get their own meat.
That's true.
Their ground grass-fed beef. Roll it into balls.
That's what it's all about, man.
I like balls.
Yeah, you can make your own meatballs. I cheated on that one.
Easy. Oh yeah.
So that was yummy.
Gluten-free bread and all that.
Yeah,
I like to eat gluten-free nuggets. Bread. Sometimes when the place has that, I'll order it just because I know I feel better. I know people are like, oh fuck you, you're not celiac. Yeah. Okay, but eating gluten-free bread, I don't feel bloaty after, you know? So.
And I hate when people say, oh, gluten-free, it's such a fad. Hey, listen, fuckface. Someone's had to eat that way, all right? It's not a fucking fad, so fuck you if you write an article calling it a fad.
Right, because some people
fucked up shit.
Spewing out of their mouth and
ass for 7 hours straight in excruciating pains. But I want to talk about this lady's nickname again. Hey,
meatball.
Maybe I should change my name. Like, if I was a fire name, maybe I should be Oven Mitts or fucking Spatula. Why fucking meatball? How about regurgitated tampon? Ooh. Something that strikes fear into your opponent's heart, like regurgitated tampon. That's disgusting. Like, man, get away from me. Like, face aids. I don't know what you have.
It depends.
But keep it over there.
Could be kind of hot. I don't
know. Oh, here we go again. This guy and his fucking weird, twisted
fucking
shit.
Weird.
Moving right along.
What? I'm just saying.
Bellator's. Lovato Jr. beats Musasi.
The singer, Demi Lovato?
Yeah. Oh, she fucking beat Musasi.
I can't believe Musasi lost, though, for real.
I couldn't see the fight.
It was a ground match. I may or may not have seen this illegally, but he got pieced up on the ground. Yeah, big
okay. Time. I had problems with the fucking DAZN app, and I couldn't find the fucking fight after the fact.
Okay.
So what happened? He got pieced up on the ground?
Pieced up, yeah.
That guy is supposed to be super fucking legit.
Black belt. I'm surprised, though, because Musasi has got a decent all-around game. I didn't expect him to get work like that. It was kind of, like, unexpected.
How were the takedowns? He just got taken down at will, or?
I don't recall. I may or may not have been in an altered state
when I watched this fight. But this is how we should be watching fights. We'll just do it the Dwayne Bang Ludwig style. We just get high as fuck, watch fights,
exactly.
And then vaguely remember what happened, and then make up our own narrative.
Yeah, I remember sitting there going, wow, I did not expect this.
Perfect.
This is weird. I don't know what's happening. I remember it was the ground that fucked him up, but so sad. We'll see.
Hey, he'll be back. He's one of the best. Back. And then this also happened.
What happened?
Kicked him right in the fucking cornhole. Lost a point.
With a toe?
Yeah, toe in the hole.
What was the purpose of that?
I don't know.
He got a point taken away from that?
Yeah.
Why?
You want to see it again?
It's not illegal.
Ooh. Yeah, it is. You can't just be sticking your big toe in somebody's orifice.
Why not? Why not?
I may or may not have done that.
I mean, I'd be down for that.
Won
me the fight? Stick my toe in somebody's orifice?
I may or may not have done that. Moving right along.
Are we out of this? Can I talk about some
bare knuckle, UFC? What do you want to talk about?
Diego Sanchez leaving Jackson Wink MMA ahead of UFC 239. And I quote, he says, for this time in my career, here's why. For this time in my career, there was no focus on Diego. There was no real love on Diego Sanchez. Maybe because we've got two belt fights, John Jones and Holly Holm. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm Diego Sanchez. I am special. I am a Hall of Famer. For the past 3 years,
how special is he?
Diego, he keeps referring to himself in the third person. Diego Sanchez really being doing the Bruce Lee type of style training, going in early, getting my thousands of reps in, thousands, yeah. Matt, and training
myself.
Obviously, everyone knows my grappling credentials.
got to get my rounds in with the young bucks and do my thing.
Okay.
All right. So it was time, maybe one or two privates at camp, but never really any true love, the type of love that a trainer should have for his fighter. Well, I'm feeling that's a big part of who Diego Sanchez is. I think you got to feel.
Well, isn't this the guy that, like, a few months ago wanted to fight Cowboy because Cowboy pretty much, in a more sanely way, said that fucking Greg Jackson and Mike Winklejohn, not much as much Jackson, but Winklejohn, like, they don't give a fuck about them
yes,
as much as they used to. It's just a factory, basically. Churn them in, churn them out.
Yeah, and he faces Michael Chiesa at 239, which I think that's
it's gonna be a good card.
A tough fight for him, so really tough.
Yeah, you don't know what you're gonna get with this fucking guy because he's super tough. You give him that, and he's gonna fuck. He's like a dog fight. It's a dog fight every time you fight that guy. But
depends. But I think Chiesa can handle him on the ground.
I don't know. We'll see. But I want to talk back about, like, what is going on with Jackson and Winklejohn? Is it just they're just money driven now?
Because
you think about in the past, it was more of a felt like a martial arts vibe that they had, and now it's just fuck you.
Money and fame, baby. You got John Jones, Holly Holm. You got the big names. I mean, John Jones commands presence, and I would go on a limb and say I think he's going to lose, in my opinion. Shocking, I know.
Well, I just was reading another article that said Dana White is talking to the Nevada State Athletic Commission trying to get his loss to Matt Hamill overturned. Well, that's the question. It was fucking 10 years ago. Why are we waiting 10 years to now overturn, which would the incorrect decision, because remember it was Steve Mazzagatti, and let's take a step back. Matt Hamill is deaf as fuck, right? And not meaning he's cool as shit. It means he can't hear. So, fucking, he's John Jones is on top. He's raining these fucking elbows.
Oh my God.
Just listen to me. Hear me now. Believe me later. You some fucking bitches. So John Jones is on top. He's raining these elbows down, right? He's like looking at Steve. You gonna fucking stop this? Steve's fuck you. He's not dead yet, right? John, more, right? Steve, is he done yet? Nah, he's not done. What the fuck do I need to do? Oh, stop. So he's fuck. Hamill's got blood in his eyes. Deaf as fuck. Mazzagatti comes over. He's like, Matt, can you continue fighting? He can't see and he can't fucking hear. And you're asking him, can you continue fighting? What the fuck do you think? He's not responding. The fight's off. DQ. Why didn't they address it right then and there? Why are we waiting 10 years, Ingo?
I mean, that was a long time ago, Matt. A lot has changed.
10 years?
A lot has changed.
Why does it matter?
I don't know. Maybe there's a reason.
Well, is it to make John Jones more marketable? Because he's your biggest draw now?
Is it the draw? Does the draw make him unmarketable?
You mean the loss on his record?
Sorry. Well, was it no contest?
It's a loss on his record.
Is it a loss?
Yeah.
Oh.
It should technically be a no contest.
Does it make him more marketable? I don't know. I mean, Randy Couture made a career out of
Wallace Stahl, BJ, but that's different.
I'm saying record-wise, he wasn't fantastic. BJ Penn, same story. I mean, a lot of the great fighters, Vanderlei Silva, Rampage, a lot of people lost. I don't know why John Jones needs to be perfect. Fuck him.
Well, I think it's from the... you're so racist, but that's okay.
I'm not racist.
You're the most
racist
person against
John Jones. He's a horrible human being. I really do.
I think he's the best ever.
I don't
ever.
Think he deserves what he has.
I don't even care what he does on this side. I don't give a fuck. What he does over here is incredible.
He hit a pregnant lady while he was high and drunk.
Wasn't his fault. It was her fault for getting away.
And then how he like them apples. The scene of the accident.
But he came back and got his weed pipe. And then got the fuck out.
Wow.
You know what that tells me? He's a smart man. That's fight IQ right there. Knows, hey man, I can't leave my shit in the car. I gotta go back and get it. Get the fuck out of here. Not be as high,
he wasn't so stupid,
and then turn
got in
myself
the car
in.
And drove away instead of running back for his weed pipe.
I don't even know.
But
he got off on all charges.
Chaos. Yeah, and no babies were harmed.
That's right. Nobody died. He didn't rampage that lady.
But Rampage was on some heavy, heavy doses of Red Bull, according to his.
Or Monster. It was in his Monster truck.
Monster,
yeah.
Whatever.
What's up, Monster? Why do I drink that shit and I start itching Like I'm a fucking werewolf trying to get out of my skins.
I don't do energy drinks. I'm so glad I don't do it either. The last time, maybe like a month ago, I was out with my buddy in the city, and we did like a couple of Red Bull and vodkas.
Oh, that's the devil.
And the next day, I was so fucked up, and we didn't drink that much. I think it was from the Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
It fucked me up. Like, my body was like, what have you done to yourself? And I used to drink those a couple times a day when I was younger.
I think they put regurgitated tampons in those.
They might. Well, then maybe I should drink more of that.
You might like that.
I might like it. I'm weird like that.
Winkley. Yes. What if it came from a zombie?
Perfect. Even better. Would I have?
Little green, musty, pus.
Oh, yeah. Nice and
maggoty.
Perfect.
Ooh. Could you imagine that? Maggoty, green, pussy.
Maggoty,
stinky.
Green, pussy, yeasty.
Ooh, even better. Super. No, I'm not imagining moistness.
Like
I'm imagining
cottage cheese.
Dried. Ooh, cottage cheese. yes, cottage cheese just dripping down the butt crack.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect. Uh-huh. Green, like a moldy green cottage cheese.
Yeah, and yellow.
Yes. Uh-huh. Maybe some intestines.
Oh, yeah, I'm all for
side order of intestines, sprinkle the nuts on it.
I'll stick my shit right in there.
Awesome.
I'm all in.
All right, where do we go from here?
Well, we go to former champion Jose Aldo signing a new multi-year UFC contract, which is interesting because I thought he was
retired. Is it fights years? Did they give any details as
yes.
far as?
It's an 8-fight deal.
he was just talking about retiring.
He was.
Sign him up for 8.
And there's no time limit on this, according to this, but, you know.
Fucking
it's,
awesome.
It's weird that he signed apparently life is good as Jose Aldo. How fickle, you know, because this was a man who was outcast by the UFC, remember? After he lost to fucking Conor McGregor,
yeah.
Remember? They were like, fuck you, Jose, because you're talking about...
Yeah, because he wouldn't promote anything. He wouldn't promote a fight to save his life.
No, and he was trying to do the union thing and all that. All of a sudden,
yeah.
New 8-fight contract.
That?
So I think he's back in the UFC's graces. I feel like they're doing what they can. Hold on right now, man.
Hold on to what? Well,
anything they can.
This is another one of those tie up a legend so who will not fight for any other organizations. Like what you did to Anderson Silva, right?
Yep.
Tie him up. What would we do to BJ Penn? Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe that's why they let him take fucking 8 losses in a row so they wouldn't fight for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck him and let him get all the brain damage he needs because... We're getting the eyeballs and not somebody else. Right. That's dirty. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. That's the fight game, man.
True. So this weekend we got Francis Ngannou versus Junior Dos Santos. Who's the favorite?
I believe Dos Santos is.
Underdog.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Ngannou is -244 and Dos Santos is +210.
No way.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I thought, I'm like, in my book, I think that's a 50-50.
That is
a coin. Heavyweights are always a coin flip. And then Damian Maia is also on this card, and he's fighting, I don't know who this guy is, Rocco Martin. This is a card where I looked through all the fighters. I know 8 of them. 8 of the fighters on this card. What the fuck is going on? Apparently, I don't follow the sport of MMA.
No.
I don't know who anybody is anymore.
This is not a name card, so, you know. It's the weekend
before
the big
card.
Weekend.
Right.
Or whatever, number
yeah,
card.
Yeah, the 239 looks fucking awesome.
It does.
And who else was on that? Oh, Sean O'Malley was on that card, but he failed a fucking another Ascertain or some bullshit.
Same substance.
Pulsing. That's how I'm going to say it. Picograms and pulsing. And
picograms.
I don't think he's guilty. Did you see this awesome stare down between Amanda Nunes and Holly Holm? Take a look at this.
Did they kiss?
Tell me how gay this is and how uncomfortable Holly Holm is here. Just look at Amanda Nunes and look how juicy she's looking at Holly. Like, man, I would fucking eat you up, girlfriend. I'd lick you up and down.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah, Holly does not look comfortable, and Amanda looks like she wants to eat her for breakfast.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Holly Holm. Actually, but Holly Holm is looking good.
Right. Wow. But she's part of a 3-person parlay that I put 50 on to win 580.
Okay.
I took Nate Diaz over Pettis.
Is that this weekend?
No, yeah, that one's down the road.
Okay.
So Nate Diaz over Pettis, I took Cormier over Miocic, and then the most challenging one, which I'm not sure on, is fucking home over Nunes. She could win if she keeps it in kickboxing range.
Yeah.
You don't want to box with Nunes.
I think that's not going to happen for you, sir.
Well,
I hope it does, though.
Fucking Holly knocked out Ronda with a head kick. Just remember that, people. When everyone was like, oh, fucking Ronda's going to kill her and armbar her. I'm like, no, she's going to fucking head kick KO her. Left head kick, incoming.
Bing, bing. Lit her up like a Christmas tree.
So that can happen again if she fights smart. But Rat Jackson Winklejohn. Mm. And I don't know what the fuck is going on over there. You got people leaving left and right.
Tampons. Used tampons is what's going on over there.
I don't know. What else do we want to talk about? You got anything else you want to throw at me?
No. All right.
We had that Dana White Tuesday Night Contender Series, and there was one of the fights on there. It was a pretty good fight, I guess. I didn't watch it because we were filming the show, and I didn't go back and rewatch it. But apparently, like everyone was saying, this one guy who won was doing really well, and in the last 10 seconds, he decides to shoot a double leg takedown.
Oh, yeah.
And then Dana White just flipped his shit, and he's like, I'm not gonna fucking give this guy a contract because he doesn't want it. He's not a killer. Like, who does this? The last 10 seconds? And they asked him specifically, is that the reason why you didn't fucking give that guy a contract? So, what do you think about that?
I think Dana White is a fucking asshole.
Why?
Because that's some shit. The guy, first of all, the guy I believe fought his ass off, according to what I read. Mm-hmm. And for a small couple seconds
yeah.
of the end of a fight, maybe he's tired, maybe he's just trying to secure victory, right? What if he goes crazy and gets knocked out in those last 10 seconds?
That happened to that Barbarina kid, and he just fought on this card over the weekend, but his last fight, he kept going for broke, and then the last 10 seconds, he got KO'd. If he would have just coasted, he would have won by decision.
That's my point. So I think it's a bunch of bullshit. And I feel like it's not fair.
Guess what? Life's not fair.
Yeah.
But I think Dana White is trying to set an example. Like, he knows he's going to sign him at some point, but he's trying to tell the people that you want exciting fights, and I want you to be trying to finish at all times, and don't be a bitch and try to go for a takedown at the end of a round to try to win the round.
Hey, GSP made a career out of it.
And didn't Thiago Alves try to do that to someone and get guillotined and lost a fight where he was up? I think almost 3 rounds. I forgot who it was, but it's like, I better go for a takedown to win a round.
Yes.
This isn't that UFC anymore. I'm okay with this.
Okay.
I think it's more of to set an example, to tell the people, hey, this is what you need to do. We want people that are trying to finish. Don't go for the easy way out. All he had to do is stand up. Hopefully that guy doesn't kill himself.
I doubt he will. I don't think he sounds very happy.
I wouldn't be. Like, oh, I went for a takedown. And it's such a bullshit excuse. At the end of the day, Dana White didn't want to sign him. And that just gave him an excuse.
Probably.
There's probably some other shit going on behind the scenes. So.
Like what?
They made this fight. Robbie Lawler versus Colby Covington was announced. And the weird thing was, Covington hasn't fought in 14 months. Was this one of those shadow bans by USADA that you fail a drug test for, but they don't tell anybody, and then all of a sudden, hey, I'm back after a year off? Because I don't remember any injuries for him, do you?
No, it sounds quite.
And I thought he had an interim belt, or he didn't. I don't remember what happened.
It's a fishy story. Fishy, fishy.
You want some tweet of the week?
I would love some tweet of the week.
Indiana Jones tweets out, hey, what would you do if you found me in your fridge? And then Short Round replies, eat that ass like pork fried rice, Dr. Jones.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's not racist. I'm just saying.
Hey, Harrison Ford was a handsome devil when he was young.
He's still a handsome bastard. How old is he? 70 something. Yeah. Something.
I still remember that. Did you see that video with him and the magician guy?
I thought you were going to say midget guy. No, I was like, what? What's going on here?
What the fuck is this? David Blaine. Yeah, and he's like in his kitchen doing some magic shit. And he's like, blew Harrison Ford's mind. He's like, get the fuck out of my house.
I'm blowing your mind right now.
You need to leave right now. You're fucking...
You're the devil. Get out.
It was creepy, but that guy creeps me out. But anyways, Harrison Ford's he's the man.
I hear you. He is. So let's check in on Paige VanZant and Kat Zingano, see what they're up to this week. I think this should be a new segment. Let's check out all the beautiful ladies and see what they're what's going on in their lives. So Paige VanZant just said that arm surgery, she's got to keep her arm elevated.
I'm not complaining about that.
I like this. There's something about a woman with some sort of injury. If she had a leg brace on, it would be even hotter. I don't know what that's about. I think it's just because I can't run as fast. But
it's like,
I don't know what that means.
Wow.
You take that how you want.
Okay.
And then Kat Zingano looks like she's enjoying the beach.
I do like
her wares. Uh-huh. Just hanging out, no makeup on, sexy as fuck still.
I dig it.
I don't know how old she is anymore.
100.
Could be. I don't care. She could be like Game of Thrones, the Red Priest. Like that lady, right?
Yeah.
Scan it back through. I think we're at Aston Nuts now.
All right.
We got about a million of these.
I'm down. Hang I'm on. Holding FP forward. So badly, but so I'm going to truck through it.
And I'm going to fucking string this show along then. See if you'll take a piss break.
In
I don't
my
think
glass.
You will.
I might piss in my
now,
glass.
Don't. Ari Shafir me.
What is that?
Because whenever Rogan's doing a podcast with Ari, like they did one for trying to discuss what they're going to do for like the Sober October or whatever their new challenge is. So it's Ari, Joe Rogan, Bert Kreischer, and Tom Segura. And they're all doing a podcast. And then Ari's like, I got to poos. And he just picks up a bottle, stands up, pisses in the bottle.
What?
In front of everybody. He does this constantly on their
podcast.
Does
he have a large cock?
They don't show it, but I'm just saying... Like, who fucking does that? That is weird. I would not stand for one of my friends getting up and pissing right next to me. I'm like, dude, just go to fuck. Piss in my sink. I have a basement. I don't have a bathroom in it. Piss in my sink.
Not in my face. I would never,
right.
I would never defecate.
No.
Or
that's not right.
Urinate in your presence.
That's not right.
Unless we're in prison.
Then that's right. If you don't have an option.
Then we would.
Right.
Then I would be like, sorry, brother. I gotta take a leak.
I hear you. We don't have any choices. All right, so ESPN, they're having their ESPY Awards, and they have their Fire of the Year nominations. And I don't know what year we're talking about, because this is, what, fucking the end of June? They're doing a Fire of the Year, so...
2012.
Jesus Christ, you fucking guys. Israel Adesanya, Amanda Nunes, Daniel Cormier, and Henry Cejudo.
Who's the Fighter of the Year?
Yeah.
Daniel Cormier.
Why?
Because he's the fucking man, Mr. Belts.
Plural. Henry Cejudo's not. I'm leaning more of the Cejudo.
Wow, what's happening? Are you going soft on me? He's like 12 pounds.
I know, but you still got to respect.
Respect.
Beating
all right.
TJ.
I'll give you that.
When he was all EPO'd up.
True.
And winning against Mighty Mouse. Okay. Right? And everyone's like, oh, you can't fucking beat that guy.
And he did.
Right. So I think him, even though Amanda Nunes is also a two-belt champ and beat Cyborg mm-hmm. in the process, mm-hmm. I have no respect for her.
I don't think you like...
I don't like her.
The
gays?
The gays, yes. Or something.
I do like the gays, but I don't like her for some reason. Maybe because she beat the shit out of Cyborg in the first round. Brutally knocked her out.
Would it be better if it was the second round?
I don't know. No.
Would it be better if they
I don't
made,
like
made
her
you
ever.
Up first? They made you love on the TV?
No, I just don't find her attractive. I think part of being a woman and a fighter is I need to find you attractive, and she does nothing. Like, she looks like a man to some extent.
Well, it's Brazilian. Right now. They're kind of feisty.
Yeah, but she doesn't have that Brazilian ass either, so I have a problem with her.
Good point.
Right?
That is nice.
Mackenzie Dern style.
Brazilian ass. Definitely
right.
Nice.
Thick.
Thick and juicy.
Right. What's the worst injury you have ever seen in MMA history?
I still want to go back to Corey Hill.
Yeah.
I think that
that is the most brutal.
It's like, what the fuck happened? His leg just turned Gumby on you. Even worse than Anderson Silva, I think Corey Hill is just... And that guy died, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I think that's his first one. I know we joked about it a little while ago. I don't think it was ass cancer.
Might not have been. Sad story.
What fighter have you hated, but over the years ended up loving?
I know.
Diaz brothers. I fucking hated them
really?
Back in the day. Yeah. Because it's when they jumped Mayhem. Like, I liked Mayhem when they were in Strikeforce, and then, like, that whole deal, all of them jumped him for no good reason.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this thug shit? And then it's slowly over time, I was like, oh, they're just being real. Like, you can't play games. there are children, and they act like children, but I kind of like that. Because there's not a lot of guys like that. It's them and Jorge Masvidal.
Jorge.
Real as fuck. There are a couple other guys out there, but they kind of grown on me.
Who have I hated that I love? I can't say. I'm pretty much like set in my way.
Like John Jones. I don't hate him. Who? What fighters do you hate?
John Jones.
No one else, right?
No.
That's so weird.
That's so weird. I don't like John Jones. I think he's a shitty human being. I really do.
I think he's the best. I think you're just not giving him a chance. I think he is reformed with God.
So he should like hit born, more pregnant ladies.
He's born again for the fifth time.
More hookers.
He's Rose.
Crashes Bentley more. All that stuff. Okay, sure. Whatever. I mean, maybe I'll love him one day. Maybe John Jones will. I'll meet him one day and he'll kiss me and I'll be like, I'm in love. Let's have babies.
Okay.
I don't know.
Psycho. who's your favorite fighter that always loses? Well, that's not fair.
Damian Maya.
BJ Penn.
Damian Maya, BJ Penn, Cowboy.
Oh, Shibuya. For me, Mark Hunt.
Yeah. The list is long.
Yeah.
It's a fickle sport.
True. Suppose in 6 months, three new fighting games are being released. Bellator MMA 2K20, Fight Night Champion, Bare Knuckle Boxing Edition, and UFC 4. You can only buy one. Which are you picking up and why?
Bellator.
Why?
Because the last couple UFC games sucked, and I'm giving up on that. So they're done with that. So it's got to be Bellator. I don't think Bare Knuckle Boxing has the backing to be interesting enough. So I'm going to go with Bellator.
I would take the Bare Knuckle Boxing because I feel like that would be the best button masher kind of game. That UFC, which one was it? The THQ?
Yes,
UFC, whatever one? I forgot which one. Where you could like punch a guy, knock him out, and his mouthpiece goes flying.
Yeah, that was
felt good. Fair to some extent, unless you were on the receiving end of that bullshit. But
yep.
I like the bare knuckle. Okay. I feel like you could do damage.
Okay.
I feel like maybe you could sneak a couple elbows in.
Yeah.
Like cheating. And maybe do steroids. That's what we were talking about. Like video games. I forgot what game that was. It was a football game.
Yes.
Xbox where you could do steroids and you had to make sure that your guy was clean by a date. Otherwise, you would test positive. But
or have a ruptured testicle.
Yeah. Like I feel there needs to be a... it doesn't need to be as sporty, and it needs to be more video gamey. And the UFC just is like, oh, it's just a sport, and you can't fight different weight classes. You can't fight men against women. They might do it in the last game. Didn't play it. I don't even fucking care.
They did not. But they should.
It's a video game at the end of the day.
Yes.
We want to have fun. Yes, I want to turn stamina drain off. I want to make my fighter or player 100 in everything. I want to fuck people up.
Mm-hmm. I want to fight Mark Hunt at 145 pounds.
Right. I want to fight him, three of us, against him.
That's right.
Eighth Wall on Twitter asks, he says, R.E. Bieber versus Justin Bieber versus Tom Cruise fight. Uh-huh. UFC fight. Uh-huh. Does this kind of money grab, which only hurts MMA credibility, piss you off?
It does not. And I would think, I think Justin Bieber gets fucking schooled. Because guess what? Tom Cruise was an all-state wrestler. Did you know this?
You're out of your mind, because Tom Cruise is fucking 60 years old.
It doesn't matter. Tom Cruise, he was an all-state wrestler, I believe, in college, too.
It doesn't matter. At 60.
You will fuck.
60.
Justin Bieber is a buck 12. How fucking, that guy is tiny. The tiny little bitch.
Slow your roll.
I'm not slowing anything.
He's 40 years older than Bieber.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. 100% matter. If you're fucking 60,
he will take him
you're
down.
You're just going to break his hip on the first
hit. He will make love to
hit.
Him and then convert him to a Scientologist, all in the same fight. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, and you're telling me Scientology isn't going to taint Bieber?
No. And on top of that, they'll probably make a number one selling album.
I'm trying to support you, and you told me no.
Is it going to taint Bieber?
Are you telling me Scientology isn't going to taint the Bieber?
It might
like, put some shit in his water bottle, like John Jones.
Oh, and there you go.
Fucking Cormier.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right, damn right.
Water bottle.
But I think it's Bieber all day, and I don't have a problem with this fight.
Why not?
Well, let's get fuck freaky. It. I you know, where was that MTV Celebrity Death Match? You know, yeah. I think that's what they were trying to do, and you're asking a follow-up, like, does CM Punk fight the winner? What the fuck?
Hell yeah.
Why not? I don't want CM Punk to fight, but I wouldn't mind seeing celebrities, and this is what I always thought they should do is, like, let's have celebrities fight. Now they got this new whatever the fuck this UFC studio's called, Apex, where they're filming this new Dana White Tuesday Night Fights. Why can't we have celebrities... Get some trainers. You follow them around for 3 months. Equal skill level. So whatever you have your background, this guy versus that guy, you have Joe Rogan versus Wesley Snipes.
Perfect.
We follow it. Well, that one's not fair, but, you know, whoever versus whoever. You could do, I don't want to do this Cruz versus thing because there's too much of an age difference. But follow them around. Get them the best trainers for 3 months. It's kind of like Dancing with the Stars, but like fighting with the stars.
Tom Cruise really 60?
Yeah, he's in his 60s.
Wow. I did not know that.
Okay. In good conscience, I can't let a 60-year-old man fight a fucking 20-year-old or 30. Whatever the age difference, it's too much. No one's going to sanction that. Except for you.
Can I fight him?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Oof.
No?
You can, but there's still an age difference.
You think it'll be a problem? If I train really hard? Get on the good drugs. I think I can manage.
I think you can manage.
I take him down. He's like a buck 12, I'm telling you.
He is. Well, with him, I think one punch and he's going to regret his life decisions after that.
Probably. And I'm not even a good fighter. I will school his ass.
I will probably jump in and fuck him up. I won't give him the chance. Like, you're not going to fight my friend, you motherfucker.
Like, Justin, can we make a record together? I let you win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow up from Eighth Wall. He says, I get it that the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is all about a good scrap. But will they ever have fighters that focus on defense and not getting hit? Seems that they have zero elusive fighters. Beck Rawlings. She's the only one that I legitimately... This is one I always talk about because you always go with the high guard because she's trying to get people to punch her elbows. And I saw Lobov do it a couple of times where he ducked his head to try to get Paulie to punch him on the top of his forehead. Like, you want, if like someone's punching you, you got to be careful because you don't want to like duck into an uppercut. But if you see that punch coming, and you can duck your head down or you go with that super high guard tight and get the fist to hit the elbow. Like, she was super successful with that. But everybody else, I haven't seen anybody really being defensive to your point. So. Jared Christensen asks, Aaron Pico was touted as the LeBron James of MMA as a prospect, but is now 4-3 with 3 brutal KOs. Is it too early to call him a bust? And what should Bellator do with him now?
It sounds like he might be a bust.
Well, I'll say this. He hasn't been to the decision in 7 fights, so he's giving you an exciting fight, win or lose. Could they have handled that differently? Probably. And, you know, here's the counterpoint to that. Look at Dylan Danis. Like, they're giving him guys. He's just running through.
Yep.
And you could do what Invicta did with Chris Cyborg, where you just fucking them crush cans. I feel like that's what they should have done with him. But now at 4-3, you're at a little bit of a challenge. You're almost at 500. One more loss.
Yeah.
And... it's like, fuck, he's tainted. You only have a 500 fighter on the main card? Like, you can if you're doing exciting fights.
Yeah.
And he's not going to decision, so... I think they need to scale back his competition and give him some gimme fights.
Maybe some space in between fights.
So he can, put string together, like, a couple wins. And I think he's sitting on 2 losses right now. The first loss was his first fight. I mean, that shit's going to happen sometime.
Yeah. Things happen in MMA.
Kevin Jones asks, is it just me or are these fight nights better than the pay-per-views lately?
This weekend, no, but...
there were some good fights on this one.
Is there? I thought it was just the main card.
No, because the first fight on the prelims was a fucking war. You had this little dude, I forgot what his name was, against a guy who took a fight on 2 week notice, but the little dude trains at AKA, so he's training with Cormier and everything, okay. And he's undefeated. And it was like one of those, so he's winning. Oh shit, now the other guy's fucking clinching him and kneeing him because he is like 6 foot and the other guy's 5'6". And he just keeps coming in, so it just depends. Like, you never, that's the problem with these cards. Like, you never know what's going to happen.
Nope.
Sometimes they're shit and sometimes they're the best. So it's always a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. I got to get a drink. I'm getting parched, Ingo. You have to piss, don't you?
Badly. I'm trying. I'm all about the zen. I feel nothing. I feel no pain.
I got pissed too. Zen it out.
Yes.
And how are you going to try to close it out? It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. I was thinking here, what type of guy Henry Cejudo is, and I came up with some theories. I appreciate the thumb up, middle, and down response.
Yeah.
Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to inform the Olympics that he won a gold medal. I like it. Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to be denied admittance to a roller coaster. Are you trying to make a height fucking joke? I like it. Okay. Henry Cejudo is the type of guy that talks down to you while looking up. I don't know what that means. I'm confused.
I get it. Thumbs up.
Okay. I don't know on that. I'm not smart. Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to get a fake ID, just to add 3 inches to his actual height.
That's good. I like that one.
Henry Cejudo is the type of guy that gets picked on by school kids when he goes to pick up his own kids at their elementary school.
Oh man, that sums up.
Very good, nice work. I like that. Here's a challenge to both of you. How will you build the best fighter from the worst fighters in the UFC? Well, first off, she's gonna have the biggest fucking titties.
It's gotta be a female?
It doesn't have to be, but you just say, how do I build the best fighter from the worst fighter? I gotta start with a woman because women fighters are just not as good as men fighters.
Okay.
Period. I'm sorry. Fact. And I'll give you a fucking karate, or I'll give you a tomahawk chop.
Okay.
While I do that.
All right. Good for you. So big tits.
Big.
So we're talking
big titties.
We're talking like Paige VanZant.
Yes.
Okay. So Paige VanZant.
Those, because she was not that good of a fighter before she had the tits.
Yeah.
And then she became just equally not as good, but looked 110% better with the fake titties.
All right. So I'll buy that.
Advantage titties.
Advantage titties. Paige VanZant. And who else? We're going to go with who's a horrible, horrible fighter?
Which ones? In the any division? I'm building a woman fighter.
So it has to be all women?
I don't give a fuck. You can build whoever.
Well, I mean, could you add the quality?
Build the best fighter from worst fighters. So I'm taking Paige VanZant titties.
It's not even fighting related.
I can't even think of any other women fighters. If you're not Paige VanZant, you're not Kat Zingano, you're not Mackenzie Dern, you're not Chris Cyborg, you're not Holly Holm.
Dylan Dennis.
Yeah, I don't know who else exists.
I don't even know.
I got nothing else.
Moving on.
Moving right along. You guys were in a band.
Okay.
So it's about music.
That's right.
What kind of music would you guys play? Also, what would the band be called?
I think we would do like boy band music.
For sure. You need five people. I'm not going to be in a five person band.
No, you could have, we could have one or two.
Why is he always going to go gay on me? Like, every day.
What would we be called? The Leprechaun Apple Bags? Remember that?
Oh, that was one. I want to be Regurgitated Tampon!
Back to this.
S. Or fuck it. Now I'm going to give you the Z. You wanted the Z. Now I'm giving it to you. Regurgitated Tampons with a Z.
Okay.
Why not? What the fuck?
Nice.
I want to play hard rock,
though. Our logo would be a dripping tampon.
In a mouth?
Sure.
Like dripping out with a zombie.
Bloody.
The zombie is eating the tampon.
Bloody.
Dripping down with his big titties.
I ain't afraid of no blood, man.
Just float. Tastes like iron. It's like eating pennies, Ingo.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. Who cares? As long as I'm eating, I'm a happy man.
You're getting supplementation.
That's right.
Right?
Iron supplementation.
Right. It's good for you sometimes. Yes. You guys woke up and discovered you were the only man in the United States.
Perfect.
You need to repopulate the nation.
I'm going to...
Who are the 10 women you guys would choose to do so? It could be any women you guys want.
Okay.
No, I don't even know women, so...
What?
I don't know any, like, hot women.
But so they don't have problem. To be hot.
Well, okay. Who am I who are we banging to repopulate?
Repopulate. I'm going to go with, Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be at the top of the list.
Like 10 years ago, can we get
no,
her?
No, like, whatever. Right no, now, 10 years little, ago, little 10 rough. Years from now, it rough. Doesn't matter.
She looks like she smokes.
I don't think so. But anyway.
She looks like it. A little maybe. Leathery.
I'm going to go there first.
That's a little rough.
Who else? Ivanka Trump, just because she's the first lady. I mean, I'm not that attracted to her.
What if she fucked Donald?
You think
right.
they're having sex? That's a good point.
No, he probably fucked her once.
I retract.
Enough.
I retract my statement, Matt. Never mind. I'm gonna backpedal on that.
How dare you say that?
Let's go with good point. Very good point, sir. I'm gonna go with that and
pull my gun out on that one. Hang on. Cocked now. Loaded.
Okay.
Know who I said the hots for? Before she got all political and retarded on Twitter. Alyssa Milano.
Oh, yeah. But didn't she have, like, a nose job or something?
I don't know. I liked her when she was on that fucking witchcraft show. She was doing...
Witches?
Charmed.
Charmed.
Like, never the three that. Bitches that were on there was saw her, uh-huh. some other chick, and I think Rose McGowan.
Okay. All right. I
when
can get
she was
that.
Hot. Now she cut her hair off and got face surgery and looks fucked up.
Okay. All right. So, all right. So
I'm going to pick them at a certain point in time. So I'm going to pick her in her Charmed era before okay. she got all politicals.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with
10 is a big number. 10? I can't even think of 10 hot ladies.
Is it 10?
I'm so we were just talking about this pre-show, like as I've gotten older, like you have certain standards in life and then as you get older, those standards just kind of fucking drop. And you start looking at more and more women, like, when you're in your 20s, you look at that woman and go, oh, my God, that's gross. And now you look at her and go, God, fuck that. I fuck that. I 100% fuck that. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I'm 45 now. And I look at a lot more women and say, I'm heavily married. And I said, fuck that. It's so, oh, my God. Oh,
okay.
I don't know.
So why is Ivanka Trump so far-fetched?
Oh, it's not far-fetched. It's just who fucked it.
Oh.
Like, if you're going to let that dirty bastard...
You have to take a shower first.
Oh, but I don't know if you can... You can never wash that stink off of you.
Good point. Good point, good point. I'm going to go with, like...
Oh, who's that really thick chick? Ashley Graham?
Oh, yeah.
She's beyond thick.
That's just a little bit thick, Matt. That's on the thickish side.
I'm putting her on a list. Fuck it.
Okay. I wouldn't mind hooking up with Lady Gaga. She's kind of talented.
Super talented.
She's got a hot body. I would get down.
Best Super Bowl performance ever.
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, during the finale, like, how would she, what would happen? Would there be, like, some kind of, like, song that busts out?
my poker face.
Something. You know? Is there fireworks that happen?
Sure.
I don't even know.
They shoot out of her box.
Just
right at you. Fucking illegal fireworks!
This is a tough one.
Lord Jesus!
I'm not even sure who else to pick.
I don't know. We're going to move right along. Because we could be here all day pontificating
about
who should I fuck to repopulate the world.
There was this chick in like third grade, Matt, that okay. I still think about to this
I'm
day.
I'm just saying.
Her name was
He wants her at third grade level. I don't know how I feel about this.
Not when she's that age. I'm saying.
But you're
now.
In third grade at that point.
Yes.
She's in third grade. You're
in third grade.
It's okay. Not right now.
No. Yeah. Me and my little tiny third grade pecker.
Come on, we get some.
Come on, baby.
I don't know what this is, but.
Just play with it. It gets all silly when you
touch it. Oh, shit. Something came out of it. It's wrong. Break it. Oh, fuck.
We're getting into weird territory.
Yeah, let's move right along. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 49. MMA made me game number one, aka Matt's most difficult choice. You gotta get your spelling correct because I'm not reading stuff right. My eyesight's going a little bad. Gun to your head, you must choose. Chris Cyborg, Gina Carano, and Mackenzie Dern. So first we start with Chris Cyborg. These are the hottest pictures of her ever that are.
I'm out, Matt.
But you can't tell me she's not hot in those pictures.
I can tell you she's not. She's
super hot in those pictures.
I'm not into that. I'm sorry. I'm going to ixnay on the ouye on that one.
She's hot in those pictures.
Sorry.
I'm not in denial.
I'm just saying.
From a body perspective, you're telling me that body is not hot.
I don't find this attractive, sir.
Why?
I just don't.
What's wrong with this?
Nothing's wrong.
Well, I want to know because I think that, like,
she looks too manly.
In these pictures, you're just not in because she's too manly.
Correct.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean,
Gina Carano.
I'm in, 100% in. You don't even have to ask. She can gain 50 pounds. I'm still in.
And then I have my Mackenzie Dern.
I'm in.
So I am marrying Mackenzie Dern.
I will marry Gina Carano.
I'm fucking Gina Carano.
She got a nice
and
face.
I'm killing Chris Cyborg.
Wow. Why is that happening?
Flip the switch.
Whoa, he's going heel, full heel.
Because you cannot deny Mackenzie Dern.
Good point.
Look at that. That is a woman, 100%.
Yeah.
Full woman, Brazilian.
Carano, especially. Yeah. She can get another 100 pounds thicker and probably still be hot.
Probably. And then Gina Carano in her prime. I mean, that's not even the best picture, but that's the best picture without a fucking watermark that I may or may not be able to post, you know. She's got a lot of good pictures, but.
Oh, yeah.
And then the best one of her, a lot of people are saying, like, she's in a Halloween costume and a thong. They're saying that's not actually her, it's someone else.
Oh.
I mean, I might post that one, but I'd like to think that one's her, but they say it's not.
Huh.
Moonrella, you got any knowledge?
I don't. Do you have any?
I got two things. I don't know what's going to happen, but let's pull some shit up. They had a 2-versus-1 MMA fight.
Oh. In Russia?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, the crazy shit happens in Russia.
I can't get any volume, but I can tell you what. There's one guy that doesn't know how to fight, and he's getting dropped.
Wow.
And then the other. If you're fighting 2-1, I don't give a fuck how big the other guy is. Take him the fuck down. Grab his leg. One guy tie him up, the other guy tie him up. This guy just stands in front of him waiting to get knocked out. The other guy ties him up. While the other guy ties him up, grab his legs, take him down, jump on his back, choke him out.
Oh, you jump on his back right here.
And now it's 1-on-1. Now you're fucked. Or avoid that big fucker for like a minute and a half.
Oh, you got suplex.
And he's going to be gassed out.
And it's the ground and pound.
Yeah, at this point, you're done. If you're giving up 100 pounds here and you're 1-on-1, you're fucked. You're fucked.
Yeah, your day's over. Is there any
the other guy didn't know how to fight, so this is really a 1-on-1 fight with a guy that weighs 100 pounds less. So. Mm-hmm. And then
Not ideal.
I never know what. I like when I post just the link and I don't even know what the
you
fuck
can't
it
remember
is.
What it is?
Let's see. Or not.
Only Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. What are we looking at?
Little 12 pound. Ooh, it says, finally a child who plays without a cell phone. Jesus Christ.
Why are they letting him do that?
I don't know. I'm very uncomfortable with this.
This doesn't look like it's going to end well.
Oh, no. He's like a 50-foot python, maybe 100-pound fucking
snake. Why on earth would they let the kid play with the
python? How old is that kid? 1-year-old?
Yeah, why would they let that happen?
Right.
Because if the python decides to choke him,
maybe the python just ate, is looking a little fat in this area, so maybe he's full.
You can always fit another
but
kid.
But still, you don't train that kid to go play with that big-ass snake, because... Hey, what happens when the next big ass snake comes along?
That is
and he's hungry.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I don't like it, Jesus Christ.
Looks like child abuse to me.
Sure does. I gotta get out of this. I'm done.
You gotta pee really bad.
No. I can hold it. You do.
That has been this week's. I'm just gonna pee my pants in your chair.
I'm fine.
That has been this week's edition of my Rain Notes. My name's Michael.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.